Escape pod ready.
No escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 2002, the Mars Odyssey satellite detected large areas of surface ice on the planet Mars, a promising target for future landers and rovers. One mission, the Phoenix Mars Lander was given a polar landing site to investigate up close. Born today in 1962, Roland Gift, best known as the lead singer of Fine Young Cannibals, he was also a recurring villain on the TV version of Highlander in the 1990s.
Actually, I've come to make another confession. You see, I enjoy the company of my own kind. I find humans, limited.
Oh, so in your arrogance, you kill them?
No, I kill them because... What's the difference? They all die anyway.
So can immortals.
In 1968, Kylie Minogue was born, and while she too is known for her pop music exploits, she was almost companion material on Doctor Who.
I'm sort of unemployed now. I was thinking that blue box is kind of small, but I could squeeze in. Like a stowaway.
It's not always safe.
So you need someone to take care of you. I've got no one back on Stowe, no family. Just me. So what do you think? Can I come with you?
Born in 1985, actress Carey Mulligan, before going Hollywood and being nominated for an Oscar, the doctor was advising her in no uncertain terms not to blink.
1969, that's where you're talking from.
Afraid so.
But you're replying to me. You can't know exactly what I'm going to say 40 years before I say it.
38?
How is this possible? Tell me.
People don't understand time. It's not what you think it is.
Then what is it?
Complicated.
Tell me.
Very complicated.
I'm clever and I'm listening, and don't patronize me because people have died and I'm not happy.
In 2008, Gene Roddenberry's right-hand man, Star Trek producer Robert Justman, died. In 1989, it was the end of the road for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Remember, we're going to tell everybody that we're going on hiatus now.
For the summer.
For the summer. What are you going to do for the summer, Crow?
I'm going to space camp.
Space camp, okay. And Servo, what are you going to do?
I'm going to fill my head with cocoa butter and surf till I drop.
Great. I'm going to be working on my Bob Hope impression this summer. Thanks, everybody who's been supporting this show. Yeah. We really appreciate it. All the people in the fan club, and especially our friends here at TV23.
If you like the show, write in and tell the station.
Right. I think that ought to do it. Yeah. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
It was the end of the road as a locally produced show on the lowest-rated TV station in Minneapolis, that is. MST3K's final local episode aired on KTMA in Minneapolis as the Best Brains crew set their sights on taking MST3K nationwide on the Comedy Channel, which would later turn into Comedy Central, the show's home for the next 7 years. And in 2005, the Doctor invited a new ally aboard the TARDIS.
Close the door, will you? Your ship's about to blow up. There's going to be a draft. Welcome to the TARDIS.
Much bigger on the inside.
You better be.
I think what the doctor's trying to say is, you may cut in.
As John Barrowman joined Doctor Who as a new companion, Captain Jack Harkness, a character who would later star in his own spin-off, Torchwood. And in 1990, Wesley Crusher finally got a real uniform on Star Trek The Next Generation.
The Academy's losses are gain. The Enterprise will continue to benefit from your talents for another year.
Thank you, sir.
The Academy must make you wait, that's true. But when I review your service to this ship, your crewmates, I cannot in all conscience make you wait for the Academy. You see, Wesley, in my eyes, you're an acting ensign in title only. I hereby grant you field promotion to full ensign with all the commensurate responsibilities and privileges of that rank.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs along with hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.